This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whole bunch of teams in on DK Metcalf. Patriots, not one of them. If I could pull up Twitter right now, Keith, Phil had a tweet.
Yeah.
I retweeted it, which is very uncommon for me. And I sought it out that basically he said something like they weren't in on Metcalf. They are fully focused on Chris Godwin. I can get you the specifics on it.
You got to get him.
It's the closest I've seen to any confirmation, which I don't really need, but credit to Phil Perry. The closest I've seen to confirmation the Patriots really weren't in on Metcalf, I think it's self-evident.
Yeah.
It was about them. It wasn't about him. He would have come here if you paid the draft pick and paid him the contract. He would have come here. I don't care what he told Katie Nolan. It was the closest thing I had seen to confirmation from any of the beat writers that the Patriots didn't want him. And, well, when Twitter gets back up and running,
we'll let you know.
We'll make sure we let you know.
Yeah, not ideal. So now it's starting to add up a little bit. So would you have traded a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I would have as well, but I wasn't going to lose my mind because there were still some other options. Would you have traded a second-round pick for DK Metcalf?
Yes.
Yes, so would I. So, all right, there's still a few other options. Would you have given more money to Davante Adams than what he ended up signing for
Definitely.
In L.A.?
Of course. We were talking 2 years 60, 2 years 65.
Now, all right, some of these are a little bit...
He got way less than that.
So Deebo and DK, a little bit different. They don't have no trade clauses, so that might not have been the destination. Adams might have said, hey, I'd rather at this stage of my career go to L.A., mm-hmm. live there, play for that team. They're a better team, all of that, whatever. But now that's three guys off the board. So... it kind of is becoming all in on Chris Godwin or what? Like, where else are you going to turn? I love Cooper Kupp, but you still need him in addition to somebody, I think, based on just all his injuries that he's had over the last few years. I don't want to go the draft route. I know people would say, well, you can still draft somebody. I don't really want to do that. And Travis Hunter, that's sort of a different animal. If it is Travis Hunter, then he can kind of do both. But just upgrading the wide receiver room, it's kind of getting down to Godwin, right? T. Higgins looks like he's probably staying now in Cincinnati.
Free agency is kind of down to Godwin. It's like, I mean, there's not that many names out there
Big Wilt. Or Milt.
Big Milt. Thank you. Yeah.
Milton Williams there, maybe.
Milt the Stilt. Yeah.
You could get him.
Yeah.
Milt the Quilt. That's what they said.
Too soft. That's too soft of a nickname for a defender, Keith.
Yeah, but there's got a lot of meaning behind it. But yeah, they just really... they need to get Chris Godwin. Like, for this position, there are other positions we could get into and other
they
trades,
need to get Chris Godwin. And Phil and other writers, or Breer this morning was linking them to Chris
Bucks.
Godwin.
He's probably going to stay with the Bucks.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine, they need him. Do you have any faith they're going to get him?
I have zero faith they're going to get him.
Let's say he leaves Tampa. Now he's on the open market. He's out on the open market. Any faith they're going to get him? No.
If he leaves Tampa, No. They've become the Red Sox.
They have no excuse not to get him.
Red Sox the last 5 years, Patriots now, Spider-Man meme. Point at each other. What's different? Nothing's different.
No.
They're close on guys. Oh, they were interested in Ronnie Stanley? Great. A lot of teams are interested in Ronnie Stanley. He stayed where he was.
Yeah. You like T. Higgins and Ronnie Stanley? Great.
Awesome.
Who else do you like?
Maybe find somebody else.
Justin Jefferson and Miles Garrett and all these guys.
Harold Landry.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
I like Harold Landry. I'm not trying to, you know, dump on Harold Landry. We brought his name up a couple weeks ago about if Vrabel's going to reunite with some Titans. Maybe they trade for Jeffrey Simmons. They already signed Harold Landry. I'm fine with that. But right now, and again, it's early, and the Red Sox flipped it, right? They signed Chapman first, and we're like, really? And then they traded for Crochet. They signed Bregman. They signed Walker Buehler. Like, it became better. But right now, re-signing Austin Hooper and bringing in Harold Landry when all these other teams are making, like, big moves.
Don't forget, subtracting Devon Godchow for a seventh-round pick.
They did get a future seventh-round pick for Devon Godchow. So that's the end of Chow
Is it
time.
Not even this year?
I think it's – I don't think it is.
Although you can't fact-check it.
Cause we'd like to look.
Twitter's down. By the way, over my dead body, am I going to Blue Sky?
I'm not doing it.
I will not be going there over my dead body. I'll live in the cesspool that is Twitter. I'll live in the mud in Twitter. I am not signing up for stupid ass Blue Sky because they can't figure out Twitter on the start of free agency day over my dead body.
Wouldn't even know how to get there. I'm not going to do it. We at least we're in a place now where we can talk about it. We don't need to go there. 2026 seventh round pick.
Did you also just go to ESPN and look?
Nice.
Yes, Nick, I did.
Wow, the old-fashioned way?
I'm resourceful. Yeah, I waited for the newspaper to show up on my doorstep. Open it up. Look at that. Devon Godchild, seventh round pick. Yeah, but a future seventh rounder. So they can't even use it this year. But that's fine.
No,
that was weird.
I would say that's fine. So where do they turn for wide receiver? We mentioned Godwin.
Kupp and Godwin.
You and I both like Kupp. I imagine, I don't know what the holdup is on the Rams releasing Cooper Kupp, but they haven't done it yet.
Let me throw.
Maybe they're still holding.
Maybe they have. We just don't know.
Well, true. That's a good point.
Newsless vortex.
Maybe they're trying to do like a Christian Kirk type of trade where they're about to release him and then they can get a seventh rounder for him. Maybe
let me throw one at you.
Yeah.
Are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to go into a year with Metcalf and Pickens?
I would if I were them, but yeah. I saw Jeremiah. I don't know how.
Yeah, he had
a
tough go here.
After late last week saying, go get Ronnie Stanley and go get DK Metcalf, and now you're cooking. But he suggested that Pickens could be on the move.
Could you trade for Pickens? Could you trade for Garrett Wilson? Could you trade for Chris Olave?
Text line says Ayuk.
Oh, back to the Brandon Ayuk thing. I'm not as excited about Ayuk now as I was last year, but I would still take him, obviously.
Yeah, me too. I just, the idea of, if they weren't in on Metcalf, why would they be in on Ayuk? Why would they be in on like some of these other trades? Like, you're going to have to pay Pickens, too. And you're going to have to give up a draft pick.
You'd have to give up a second-round pick for Ayuk?
Oh, no.
So maybe that's why? Like, okay. Are they that worried about their picks?
But, like, to me, I think that'd be a bad way to go about it, but maybe that's
No, but I don't know. We'll see. If they end up getting him, or if he goes to another team for less, then maybe that's the reason.
But, okay, so, like, I want Ayuk. I want George Pickens. I'd take Chris Olave, who would scare me with the head injuries, but I would take Chris Olave. Mm-hmm. You mentioned another name in there as well on
Garrett
the trade
Wilson.
Market. Thank you. Wilson, I would love. So I'm not saying no to any of those guys, but do you really think they're going to get that done? It doesn't feel like it to me. That doesn't feel like the kind of move they're going to make. Perhaps I'm wrong about that.
It's been an inauspicious start.
But I remember the Herald writing that they're not super in on giving up a draft pick and signing a contract. They'd rather go after the Godwins of the world and players who are out there in free agency because it's just money, not
Please
money,
do.
And draft pick compensation.
There's not a tremendous amount of great free agents. Jones went over the list earlier, and these guys are also re-signing with their teams.
Whoa, Twitter back.
Okay.
Wait.
Down again.
Well, I can see my little profile picture.
Oh, that's good.
And then it just says refresh, retry.
Well,
Never mind.
Yeah, not back.
Jump no, the gun.
Yeah, come on.
Jump the gun on that.
What are you, nuts?
I thought we had a trade.
No.
Do we have a trade desk?
Or do we put that away?
What do we do with the trade desk?
I let out a gas. I'm like, what do we got? He goes, oh, just a white screen. I'm like, all right.
I got a white screen with an X on it. That's cool.
No, that's not going to work.
But I refuse to go to Blue Sky. I'll tell you what.
No, that's definitely not happening.
Chad Finn already migrated over there. I don't need to go to Blue Sky. Thank you very much. Let's go to your phone. 617-779-7937. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
What's up, guys? Can I just say, I would vote that you do go to Blue Sky.
Why is that?
I mean, the Roman salute from Elon Musk, that was enough to get me over there. And it's really not that bad. The water's warm. But, you know, I couldn't vote on your, the thing you did because you didn't have Blue Sky. So that was the one negative there.
How do you even get to Blue Sky?
Anyway,
being honest. Is it just Blue Sky?
I enjoy the mud. I like the mud in Twitter. It's not for everybody. I'll get right in the mud.
There's too many, periods in there, and like I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like your name dot something. That's confusing.
I don't like it.
Get out of my face.
I don't really know how. I'm not sure how I got there, really, to be honest with you. I think I just Googled Blue Sky. I made an account. It wasn't that hard, and now I'm there. But I miss you guys. That's
Enjoy.
The problem.
Mm.
Anyway, listen. Patriots offseason, not off to a great start, guys. I'm not sure where to even begin, but the seventh round pick for Gotcha, I mean, he wasn't that bad, right? I don't know. Where are we going with all this? It's not good. Let me know.
Okay. Godchow for a seventh round pick.
So future seventh round pick, which is essentially an eighth round pick, which is essentially giving him up for nothing.
So they were just ditching.
Which is essentially Troy Brown.
They're just ditching the contract.
Yeah.
That's all they were doing.
Well, do they.
Because the seventh rounder, a future seventh rounder is meaningless.
I
know
he was the best
right?
defensive tackle in football.
Oh, that's what Bill said.
It's also weird, like, so the Jets couldn't get a seventh round pick for Devontae Adams. They just cut him, but the Patriots could get a seventh round pick for Devon Gotcha. Okay, I don't get it. Whatever.
No one wanted the Adams contract. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know, like he has the balloon payments and things like this. No one wanted that.
Yeah, Belichick did think Gotcha was one of the best defensive tackles in the league.
He did.
But this also might just speak to Mike Vrabel and Terrell Williams saying we view the defensive line differently. This is what we want up front, and we got to move some bodies around. Because you and I both like all the players on the D-line individually, but they didn't play well last year. So they did need to do some turnover. And if they're going to keep Barmore and Keon White and try to get the most out of those guys, great. And maybe they felt like, all right, Godchild's not a part of that. So I think that had more to do with roster than it did money.
There was also a lot of squawking in that D-line room, which, again, on talent, I agree with you. But Godchow came on this show and was like, guys are freelancing and getting away from what we're supposed to do on defense. He's, like, blaming his teammates. Maybe he was right. Maybe it wasn't inaccurate criticism. But I can't imagine the team loved him coming on the radio criticizing the whole defense. On top of that, you have Barmore, who has his own medical issues and his own, incident in Providence. And then you have Keon White, who said far too much last year. So there were a lot of potential issues in that D-line room. I don't think all of it's just the fit and the scheme. Some of it might be the fit and the personality and whether or not there are grown-ups.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John is in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, guys, love the show. I'm coming to an awful realization that the Patriots are going to have to infuse their offense with young talent through the draft. Debo, Devontae, DK, the three Ds, they don't want to come here. No one wants to come here. So the way to revamp your offense is through the draft. You either have to take Hunter or trade down, get a Gentry or a Warren. You might not get a receiver this year, but, 2027, the class is insane with Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith.
I'm not doing that. Here's the thing. I'm not even shifting gears to the draft. Now, Nick came in the last break and said something that I think is right. He said, didn't the Commanders come in and kind of dominate the mid to low tier in free agency? They did. But
yeah,
I'm not going to like throw them up. Maybe they'll hit on some of these low tier, mid tier signings. That does happen. It happened way back in 2001 with the Patriots. I'm not throwing them a parade. The idea was they were going to be aggressive in free agency. And
they also had a Terry McLaurin. I know it's one guy, yeah. but you already put the receiver room at a certain level.
Sure.
Like for your young quarterback, you have a guy like that. But no, I get his point. Nobody thought Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz and what was left of Bobby Wagner was going to be as good as it was. So there is some of that to be sure. But how confident are you that Mike Vrabel is going to have his way, where at his press conference he was saying, we do enough in free agency where we can go out there and play a game.
I was told Vrabel's
prior
running the show.
To the draft.
I was told Vrabel's running the show. It's Vrabel's show. He's in charge. He's doing everything. And so it's not Wolf. Like, I know that.
I don't know. Re-signing Austin Hooper sounds a lot like a guy I know.
So I personally am done blaming Wolf. You know, I was worried that he's still here, but I've been told he's not doing anything. Vrabel's running the show. And so I'll choose to believe the beat writers on that. I'll believe Tom Curran when he comes on every week. It's Vrabel. It's Vrabel, and it's Stryker, and it's Cowden.
Stretch.
Elliot Wolf is just here. Okay, fine. Elliot Wolf is just here.
Okay.
I'm not going to blame him for free agency. And the money still comes down to the crafts. But if Vrabel's here and he's running the show and he can't influence Robert and Jonathan to spend, then what good is he? What power does he have? What yank does he have? 617-779-7937. We have more of your phone calls here. I shudder to even bring this up. Since Twitter is on very shaky ground, although it looks like it may be coming back. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter, you can vote in the latest.
Son of a gun.
Jones and Keefe bracket, our March Madness uniform bracket, which continued throughout the weekend. We have more matchups here today. All 4-13 matchups. You can go find the full bracket.
If Twitter's down, one of these uniforms is going to have a real beef. They can have a real gripe, and they could say it's under review, protest.
That's a good point. You can put it on.
We need a revote.
Under protest would be the way to look at it. So we'll update some of the matchups over the weekend and all the latest in Patriots free agency in full swing next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.